Sky has rated the following film as 12. This film contains scenes of violence.
British Sky Broadcasting presents Balls of Fury, starring Dan Fogler as Randy, Christopher Walken as Fenn, George Lopez as Rodriguez, and Maggie Q as Maggie. It's written by Thomas Lennon and Robert Ben Garant, who also directs. Voiced by Stephen O'Neill on behalf of MCS Agency. Film company logos are shown. A flaming ping pong ball spins through the air. On one side are red Chinese written characters. On the other side, the title, Balls of Fury. On a TV screen in large letters, the caption, Seoul, Korea. The titles for the 1988 Olympic Games are shown, as well as clips from previous tournaments.
1936, Jesse Owens. 1960, Cassius Clay. And now in 1988, the name on everyone's lips, U.S. table tennis champion, Randy Daytona.
You've seen him in Sports Illustrated, on the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Box. You may even already own his McDonald's collector's glass. The golden boy who iced Iceland in round one and checked off Czechoslovakia in round two. So why don't we take a moment to meet the real Randy Daytona.
There he is, showing us his skills with his lucky Def Leppard paddle that's won him over 200 amateur matches. With him, as always, his coach and father, Sergeant Pete Daytona of the U.S. Marines.
Randy, you're only 12 years old, and already they're saying that your name will go down among those of the greatest ping pong players ever to take up the sport. And right offhand, I don't know what those names are. Randy, the eyes of all America, and indeed the entire world, will be on you tonight. 2:45 a.m., the moment you've all been waiting for, the men's table tennis semifinals. Tiny balls bouncing for gold.
Go! Representing the United States of America, Randy Daytona!
Here he is, entering to his unofficial theme song, Rock of Ages, by the supergroup Def Leppard.
An Olympic indoor stadium.
Hey, big guy, want to make sure you're ready.
Have you seen my dad?
No.
Randy has dark curly hair, a red polo shirt, and a blue headband.
Where were you?
I think I'd miss this.
In a Marine's uniform, Randy's father looks round at some Oriental guys who are watching up in the spectators' gallery.
You didn't put money on this, did you? Dad, you promised.
And try not to think about it, okay?
Presenting East Germany, Karl Wolfstein!
A young man with short blonde hair and wearing a black leotard strides scowling into the arena. He rips off his jogging bottoms and uses them to wipe his armpits, then his face. Randy glances nervously at his dad, who gives him a thumbs up. Randy and Carl stand right in front of each other, the German towering over the young boy.
May the best man win, huh?
Carl spits on the ground and barges him.
I'm in the sky head!
Eat their crow!
Wolfstag does a little jog on the spot with high knees. Randy's at the other side of the table chewing gum. Carl bends down to serve. Randy slowly takes out his pink gum and squashes it under the table. With a concentrated stare at Randy, Carl flicks up the ball and serves.
Breathtaking intensity surrounds the table as Daytona and Manslaughter fire away at each other.
Randy's father retreats from the arena.
Daytona's in the groove.
Randy looks round.
Both men distancing themselves from the table now. There's a high elevation lob, tremendous accuracy, and a smash by Manslaughter. And Randy Daytona makes the save.
In slow motion, Randy looks up at the bank of seating where his father has joined the Chinese men who are all glaring at him.
One more smash, and now Daytona goes back. Farther back. Back. And the crowd rises in anticipation. He stretches!
Look out!
He collides with a barrier.
Ah, shit. Oh.
He's lying on the floor.
Randy.
Randy Daytona unable to finish. Match forfeit to East Germany.
As Randy's father is bundled away by the Chinese henchman, Carl points to his eyes, then at Randy as if to say, I'm watching you.
Randy.
I'm going to Disneyland.
His face is shown on a giant screen above Times Square. Ronald Reagan, watching his TV, appears confused. Randy's dad is pushed in front of a bald-headed Chinese man in a storeroom.
Oh. Come on, guys. Can we talk about this?
Mr. Fane does not extend credit.
A sinister figure is reclining behind a beaded curtain.
Gentlemen, time is money.
Chum chum.
A machete appears.
Jesus!
American soldier murdered, says a newspaper.
Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles here in Korea. As Reno's golden boy was humiliated in the semifinals, and if he lives to be 100, he'll never live down that Disneyland line. If he returns to America, a life of shame.
Captions, 19 years later, Reno, Nevada. In the dressing room of a rundown dinner theater, Randy, now a 30-year-old portly chap with long curly hair, is staring into a mirror.
Two tickets to paradise!
On a little stage, an Elvis impersonator in a red leather outfit is duetting with a white cockatoo he's holding. There are several tables at which mainly elderly people sit eating lunch with blank expressions.
Yeah! Thank you! Take a bow, honey. There she is. All right, let's keep the love going for our very next act. The Peppermill's very own ping pong wizard.
Randy Daytona! Randy Daytona!
Bring him out!
Randy jogs on stage wearing a spangly dinner jacket, silver bow tie, and shorts.
How's everybody feel this afternoon?
One of the grain diners nods slightly and the rest continue munching without acknowledging him.
All right!
With one half of the ping pong table flipped up vertically, Randy's act begins. He's hitting several balls against the table at the same time. Four, five, then six balls. Then, with a goofy grin, he's squatting over and hitting a ball repeatedly between his legs. With the lights off, he's got three balls on the go against the table. He smiles and his teeth glow in the dark.
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on these drums all day long, am I right?
A showgirl-style assistant holds up a blindfold next to Randy, who mouths, no. The assistant nods and Randy's hitting balls against the table blindfolded.
Hey!
He pulls off his eye mask and throws up his hands.
Thank you!
A bearded guy gets up from his table.
A volunteer. How you doing, buddy?
I was just going for more cheese and mac.
Randy fires his ball against the face of the man who holds up his plate as a shield.
Stop!
Hello! Thank you.
The guy keels over. Later.
We're in the biz to bring the bewilderment of live theater to these people so they will stay for the loosest slots on the strip, not to give them a heart attack, Randy.
Sorry, Rick. It will never happen again.
I know. Because you're fired. Get your stink out of my theater.
His assistant steps towards him.
Sorry, Randy. Oh, some agent was looking for you backstage. Maybe he missed the show.
With a half-hearted chuckle, he takes the woman's hand.
Thank you, Bethany.
My name's Sarah.
Are you kidding me?
Uh-uh. You've called me Bethany for the past 5 years. It's fine.
A suited Mexican guy in his 40s appears at the door.
Mr. Daytona?
Yeah.
Ernie Rodriguez, FBI.
Oh, God. I didn't mean to hurt that guy. How can I know that he had a bad heart?
Hey, that's not why I'm here. Okay, actually, I thought that was part of the show. Until the paramedics showed up, I was laughing my ass off.
Oh, that's some kind of trouble?
No. I came to ask you for your help. The FBI needs you to take part in a top-secret mission, one that calls for a man of your unique skills.
Randy's laugh gets bigger and bigger. He looks sideways at the FBI man and wags his finger.
I'm not joking, man. I'm FBI, I swear.
Come on, man. You got a hidden camera on you, right? Huh?
Cut it out. You're not allowed to do that.
Ooh. Fake gun and everything.
Two suited guys appear from nowhere and press Randy against the door with their handguns.
Now, why don't you put on some big boy pants? We'll go for a ride.
At the FBI building, Randy's sitting at a conference table being given a slideshow.
The man with the umbrella's our target. I think you'll want to help us catch him, Randy. His name is Mr. Fane.
Mr. Fane? That's the guy that killed my father.
I know. His face has never been photographed. This sketch is based on a description by a late agent of the ATF.
Wait a minute, this guy looks like,
George Takei? Mr. Sulu? I know it's not, though. We checked him out. We have reason to believe he's about to make some kind of a major shipment into the U.S.
And what, man? What do you want me to do about it?
What you were born to do. You see, Randy, Fang is a ping pong fanatic. He played for the Chinese when he was a kid.
Now every 5 years he brings the best to him, a high-stakes tournament at a secret location.
Invitation only.
His men go to tournaments all over the world searching for the best of the best. You see that gold paddle? That's the invitation. You, Randy, you're our ticket in.
I'm not a spy, man.
Look, you don't have to do anything but play ping pong, man. You go to a few tournaments and do your stuff. If you're as good as you used to be, I'm sure you'll get an invitation. Look, this year, Feng's invited a who's who of the International's Most Wanted list. Randy, something big's going down.
Here's the thing. You're bananas. I do matinee shows. I get introduced by a cockatoo.
Mr. Daytona, you're the only one who can lead us to Feng. I've been authorized to offer you anything in the government's power if you help us out.
You don't get it, do you, man? I don't compete anymore! Okay? Maybe I never should have.
He strides to the door. He swipes at a pot plant on top of a filing cabinet. He knocks the plant over and fumbles trying to stand it back upright. He glances at Agent Rodriguez, then attempts to slam the door behind himself, but it closes softly.
Caucasians.
Hey, Dad. I'm sorry I haven't been around in a while. And again, I'm sorry about the abbreviating your dates on the headstone. The numbers are like $100 a pop, and apostrophes were free, so...
Randy's standing beside a gravestone when he's drenched with water. Above him is the half-pipe of a theme park flume ride. He turns to a nearby gardener.
Excuse me. Excuse me! The new slide, it's a little close, isn't it?
What are you gonna do? They sold the air rights to the cemetery.
They sold air rights to a cemetery?
It's pretty okay water slide, though. It's called Erie Canals. Guess it's a theme that's haunted. Something. Look out!
Randy is again drenched. With eyes shut, he spits out a little plume of water at a payphone in a trailer park.
All right, I'm in.
Inside his trailer, Randy opens a trunk and pulls out a ping pong bat which has Def Leppard rules inscribed on it in pen. Wearing a silver bomber jacket with a black t-shirt underneath, Randy gets into the FBI man's dark saloon car which speeds off. Hand-painted green letters on a banner above the entrance to a sports hall say table tennis regionals and pancake breakfast. The dark car pulls up outside. Inside, women in floral aprons are making pancakes. The sports hall already has young contenders playing at several table tennis tables. A young nun hitting repeated overhead smashes is playing a young priest. Randy takes off his sunglasses and looks around.
I love that smell.
Good to be back on the circuit again, huh?
Randy looks blank.
I meant pancakes. Love to smell pancakes.
Okay, you're not here to have fun, or you're here to win. Get your head in the game.
What, you think Fang is gonna have scouts here?
No, but you gotta win here to get the state. You are gonna win, right?
Take these punks.
All right, first up, we have Randy Daytona versus our four-time Western Conference champion, the Hammer.
Four cheerleaders hold out a huge hand-decorated paper banner saying the Hammer, Pride of Reno, which someone's trying to burst through. Eventually tearing the paper, the Hammer emerges in an ungainly fashion. A stout, bespectacled young man with short hair and a light blue polo shirt, the Hammer points threateningly at Randy, dragging his finger across his throat. He then mimes pouring a drink and throwing it away. He puts his hands on his hips. Randy turns to Rodriguez.
What the hell is he talking about?
I'm still trying to figure out if it's a dude or a chick.
A taller man places an easy breathing strip across the Hammer's nose and shakes his hand. Still glaring at Randy, the Hammer sucks on his asthmatic inhaler, which he passes to his coach.
No mercy, Randy.
Randy nods at Rodriguez. The Hammer twirls his paddle and gestures to the table. With a smug smile and chewing gum, Randy strolls towards the table too. They make faces at each other like cowboys at high noon. Randy even spins his paddle as if it's a six-shooter. Randy coolly removes his gum and sticks it to the underside of the table. The Hammer looks unimpressed.
Have your grandma pull the car around.
The Hammer adopts a kung fu-style pose as he waits for the serve. In slow motion, Randy tosses the little ball up and swings at it. Later, the Hammer struts out of the hall, brandishing a little silver trophy above his head.
Can you dig it?
He turns to Randy and Rodriguez. He licks his trophy suggestively.
Tastes good.
He trots away, picking his pants out of his bum as he goes.
11-3.
Told you I was rusty. I haven't competed in 19 years. Why don't you cut me some slack, man?
I need some time to warm up.
Time we don't have. Bang's tournament's in 2 weeks. Man, I gotta get you in shape.
On a street corner in the bustling Chinese quarter, a plain brown brick building.
We're here.
The world's greatest ping pong instructor owns a takeout restaurant?
Don't hate. School's upstairs.
A shadowy room with two ping pong tables in it.
This guy's blind, so let me do the talking. Wang won't train just anybody. And he never trains Guai Lo.
Who?
Guai Lo. It means round eye. Gringo, you, man. He only takes Chinese students.
The old man's doing Tai Chi and bumps into a pillar.
Oh,
damn, bro.
They help him up.
Get out! Get out. I don't teach Guai Lo.
Randy waves his hand.
How did you know that we were Guai Lo?
Same way that I can tell. You are 30 years old, too old to start training. Ha ha, Pudgy, you are filled with self-doubt. And you use Lady Speed Stick.
Randy fidgets awkwardly.
It was on sale.
In the busy restaurant, Wong's sitting at a table with Randy and Rodriguez.
Fang was my most gifted pupil. Play table tennis like the devil in short shorts. But he had expensive taste. He began to steal and extort, turning my school of table tennis into a den of thieves. And when I cast him out, he joined the triad. He lured my brother Lei Ping in with him. And when Lei Ping tried to go straight, he killed him. Lei Ping's daughter was left fatherless.
If you help Randy and me get to Fang's, we'll nail him. I give you my word.
Wong nods.
I will help you, Secret Agent Van. You will start training tomorrow, Randy. Bring only your strength, your honor, and a check for $300. Secret Agent Van, I tell you something right now, the truth. Your boy will not pull it off. We need a natural, something I can work with. You know what I mean.
Wong knocks tea on his lap. He throws up his meditation balls, which bounce around the restaurant. Randy catches them.
Dude.
What did I miss?
Next day in the upstairs room, Wong in a black jacket and cap is munching on a bowl of noodles.
Well, if it isn't the infamous Randy Daytona. How was Disneyland? Did you meet Dumbo?
Is it always this crowded?
Only when I'm not teaching.
A pretty Chinese young woman is playing four guys at the same time.
That's my niece, Maggie Wong Beifei. She brings her father, Lei Ping, great honor.
Carrying on the rallies, Maggie karate kicks the phone receiver into her hand and puts it to her ear.
Fong's Mushu Palace, how can I help you?
Watch your balls, not my boobs, she says. She sidles over to the phone, which is on a pillar. Her opponents move round the other side of the table.
She will be the one who will be giving you hands-on training.
Gives wax off a whole new meaning.
Wong clamps his chopsticks into Randy's groin.
Rule one, Guai Lo. No touching my niece. Understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Wong removes his chopsticks and returns to his noodle munching. Maggie puts down the phone and smashes all four balls back at her opponents. One of the players, a butch guy with long dark hair and a goatee beard, crushes his bat in his hands. He spots Randy. What's Whitey doing here? He calls out.
What?
With indifference, Maggie ties her top around her waist. Her muscular opponent glares at her and approaches. With a sigh, Maggie turns him round and puts her hand on his shoulder. Eddie, calm down. Let's work on your backhand, she says. He puts his hand on her bottom and smiles. She yanks his arm up behind his back. He tries to run her into a pillar, but she walks up it and flips over. With a series of chops and swipes, she forces him backwards, kicking him in the belly and sending him sprawling.
Table jockey.
Let him work it out, man. Let him work it out.
Get her, yells Eddie. His three companions strike kung fu poses. They rush towards her with punches and karate chops, but Maggie skillfully parries each one. She kicks one over, then kicks and punches the two others, one in front and one behind. One of them hurls her onto a ping pong table. She kicks him backwards. He pulls out a flick knife and twirls it, but she does a spinning jump over him and clouts him in the head with her paddle.
What does she weigh, like 40 pounds?
Eddie grabs her, but she high kicks him in the face. She pulls down his shorts and flips him over onto the ground. Randy grabs a coat stand.
Come on, man. They're gonna kick your ass.
The knife wielder sticks his blade in Maggie's bat. She trips him and flings the knife at Eddie, pinning his shorts to the floor.
Who wants the skull?
Maggie grabs the hat stand off Randy and spins it at him. Randy retreats, terrified, as the pole is pushed against him.
Maggie, your temper brings us honor to my happy Mushu palace.
Maggie releases the hat stand. Eddie gets up and glares at Wong.
You'll be sorry, Wong. And teaching Guaido is forbidden. You know that. I'll tell the elders. You will have to face the dragon.
Let me tell you what you can tell the dragon.
Wong sticks his chopsticks into Eddie's nostrils. He frog marches him to an open doorway and flings him down a lift shaft. Randy looks shocked. Wong calmly munches his noodles.
Now, Guaylo, we begin.
Later.
Ping Pong is not the Macarena. It takes patience. She is like the fine, well-aged prostitute. It takes years to learn her tricks.
He takes a slow drag on his cigarette.
She is cruel. Laughs at you when you are naked. But you keep coming back for more and more. Why? Because she is the only prostitute I can afford. Guaylo, give me your paddle.
Here.
Now, for the time being, you will practice with this.
A wooden spoon.
Are you crazy?
What?
It's impossible, man. Nobody can do that.
Maggie serves. Randy misses it.
That was nice. All right.
She picks another ball out of a basket.
Come on.
She serves. He misses again.
One more time.
A wild slash from Randy and a miss. On the next serve, he leaps to the side and ends up in a heap. This serve knocks the spoon out of Randy's hand. He stands there, dumbfounded. At a table in the empty restaurant, Wong takes something out of a tiny wooden cage.
Do I have to eat that?
To strengthen the body and not the mind. Is to build a temple on shifting sand. In my hand, I hold the cricket.
Randy grabs it.
What to do that for? Don't take the cricket from my hand. Who the hell's to take the cricket from my hand?
I just
put it back. That is my lucky cricket.
Randy wipes bits of cricket onto his placemat.
Oh. Well, he flew out of my hand, man.
You squished him?
Nah.
You squished Lucky Cricket?
No.
Thanks a lot, kid.
Maggie's in the upstairs room doing Tai Chi. Randy mimics her movements.
So, Maggie, what do you do when you're not here?
So sorry. Don't speak English.
Oh. But... Didn't I hear you speak English on the phone yesterday?
Well, you must be mistaken, because I don't speak any English.
I'm just trying to get better acquainted.
I know what you're trying to get, table jockey. For as long as I can remember, guys have been in here with their hands all over me with your stupid come-ons. Give me a hand with my balls, Maggie. Let me guess. You're not around girls much, or you probably wouldn't play ping pong, right?
Yeah, well, I thought that your dad played ping pong.
Do not compare yourself to my father. My father was a great man.
Not. It's just a game.
Not just a game. Oh, it is a proud tradition my family have devoted their lives to.
Oh,
treat that tradition like a joke. Uncle says you have no honor. I say you have no shot. So turn off the charm. Table jockey.
She stuffed his bat under the elastic waistband of his shorts and let it spring back.
Oh, God.
In the restaurant's walk-in fridge.
You need to build wrist strength. Eye-hand coordination. Endurance.
He hands Randy a fly swatter.
Oh, come on! You got me hitting balls with spoons? I'm swatting flies now?
You not hit flies. You hit bees.
What?
Randy's been locked in the cold room with a box of angry bees, which he lamely swings the swatter at as they buzz around him. Later, he's lying on his back on his bed, his face covered in red marks. Then he's in the upstairs room at the table tennis table.
You are halfway through your training. Now comes the difficult part. The backhand.
Randy glances at Wong a little resentfully. Maggie picks a ball out of a basket on the table and serves. Randy, with his wooden spoon, misses it. She continues to serve. He continues to miss.
You must believe in yourself when no one else does. Like right now, for instance.
Randy's asleep in a single bed in a motel. Rodriguez is in the next bed.
What? What do you mean I hit him that? Dad!
Rodriguez shoots the bedhead.
Freeze! Hands on your head!
Randy looks terrified as the gun is aimed at him.
Oh, that's right, man. I'm in Chinatown. I'm sorry, man.
Randy cowers in the corner.
Wanna pop off a couple of rounds? Always makes me feel better.
Listen to me. Are you real, fully licensed FBI guy? I'm serious, man. I mean, why, you know, why would a real FBI guy take on a mission like this?
Nobody else would be caught dead on Operation Ping Pong. All right, they don't expect us to catch Fang. They got 20 agents working other angles, man. I'm the backup plan.
Rodriguez slumps down onto the edge of his bed.
I joined the company for action, man. You know, car chases, hang gliding, James Bond stuff. Drinking martinis, saving girls from danger. I haven't gotten to wear a tuxedo since my goddaughter Martha Quinceañera, man. For the last 5 years, I've been at a desk typing.
He shakes his head.
I'm up to 70 words a minute.
The motel room phone rings.
Hello? Maggie, is that you? Slow down. Slow down in English.
Rodriguez's car pulls up outside the front of Wong's restaurant, which has had its windows smashed and has been sprayed with red paint. Inside the trashed upstairs room, Maggie carefully takes a shattered picture frame containing her father's photograph from off the floor. Rodriguez and Randy enter.
What happened?
Maggie holds up a long banner filled with Chinese script.
Teaching outsiders is forbidden. We've defied the elders and they're shutting us down.
They have forbidden me to teach in Chinatown forever.
Well, don't worry. The FBI is going to find out who did this.
We know who did it. It is written right there.
Chinese graffiti subtitled Eddie did this.
No, FBI. We will settle this in our own way. Guaylo, only you can restore our honor. You must go to the elders. You must face the dragon.
Okay, well, time out. Right, we don't have time for some ancient Chinese pissing contest. Fang's match is coming up. And if we want Fang's scouts to see Randy win some trophies, we gotta get him out to some tournaments.
Ay, ya foolish secret agent man. Real ping pong is not played for trophies. It is played in the shadows, in dark alleys and back rooms for hard cash and cheap, ugly women. If Guaylo beats the dragon, it will reach Fang's ears, I assure you.
A crescent moon shines in the night sky. Maggie leads Randy along a shadowy alleyway and stops in front of a door. Wong and Rodriguez follow them.
We're here. The lair of the dragon.
Here we go along.
With a sense of foreboding, Randy shakes hands with the FBI man.
Good luck, kid. Thanks.
Randy turns to Maggie, who fidgets awkwardly and shrugs. Randy pats her shoulder and heads away.
Randy, wait.
Yeah.
I want you to have this.
A ping pong bat.
Belonged to my father.
Whoa.
He turns it in his hand.
Maggie, I can't take this.
He'd have wanted you to have it.
Take it. You are ready. It has defeated many enemies.
Good luck, Randy.
Thanks.
She gives him a tentative kiss on the cheek.
Come, Guaylo. The dragon is the most feared table tennis player in all Chinatown.
Maggie and Rodriguez exchange glances. Wong stands at the top of a stone staircase leading into a large, concrete-clad basement room. There are men sitting at tables exchanging cash bets. Other men are watching a table tennis game in progress. They all stop as Wong and Randy enter. A ping-pong ball bounces onto the floor.
Welcome to the underbelly of ping-pong, where fortunes are won and lost. I'm exaggerating, of course, but you get my point. People bet on ping pong here.
Randy nods thoughtfully. Eddie approaches him wearing a tight black vest.
So you think you're good, huh, Guaylo? Well, put money where mouth is.
Eddie slaps a dollar bill onto the table.
$4. No pay, no play. Get change for $5, that's all I got.
Frowning, Randy puts $4 down onto the table. Eddie holds the cash triumphantly above his head. Randy, in his Def Leppard t-shirt, whips off his sweatpants and falls face forwards over a low bench. He jumps to his feet. A bare-chested, tattooed Chinese guy stands at the other end of the table, glaring at Randy and cricking his neck.
This guy doesn't seem so tough to me.
That is not the dragon.
The tattooed man opens a door behind him.
That is the dragon.
Standing in the doorway, a young Chinese girl with pigtails and a pink top. She strides into the room with a blank expression. She puts her childish blue backpack into a locker and shuts its door. Wong rubs Randy's shoulders. Randy stands.
Guaylo, remember, you suck when you are nervous.
Thanks, Master.
Eddie reverently hands the young girl her bat. Randy swings his arms, limbering up.
First player to lead by three wins. Guaylo loses.
Wong and his descendants are banished from Chinatown forever. And by extension, all of Orange County.
Eddie gestures to the table and retreats.
我发的球你接不了.
Dragon says, this serve, no can defend. No one has hit it back in 5 years of table tennis.
Randy coolly puts his gum under the table. The dragon thinks and serves briskly. With a reflex action, Randy returns the ball. He seems shocked and looks at his bat. The young girl tosses her bat on the table and throws up her hands.
She say, no fair. She wasn't ready. She say, that wasn't real no can defend serve. This next one, this no can defend.
这可是我正式发球。
So watch out.
With a menacing stare, the girl spins the ball in her hand with her bat. She unleashes another killer serve, but Randy again smashes it back. The men exchange bets enthusiastically.
She say, maybe we need to take a break. Get some fresh air. Cool off.
She moves away from the table, and picking up a new ball, she rushes back and serves. Randy seems prepared for this, and a speedy rally begins. Both players give the ball full-blooded strikes. The dragon starts to come into the table, smashing a return, but the ball evades Randy's end of the table and bounces harmlessly up to the edge of the wall. The dragon looks shocked. As the punters watch, Randy exhales and punches the air with his bat.
Yes! I said yes! That is right! Am I right? Just say yes. Fine!
The dragon starts to cry. Randy steps towards her, his expression softening.
Oh, jeez. Come on, little kid. Don't be so hard on yourself, you know? You got mad skills.
She punches him hard in the groin and runs away. Randy's slumped on his back on the floor. Some of the Chinese tough guys circle him. Randy gets up, nervously.
I warn you guys, I know Tai Chi.
Eddie throws up his arms. Yeah! With huge smiles, the men lift the bewildered Randy up onto their shoulders and carry him out into the alleyway, waving their arms in the air. They dump him unceremoniously into a garbage silo. Eddie approaches him holding a fistful of dollar bills.
Here's your money.
He blows his nose on it.
Unfortunately, it's covered in snot.
He flings the cash at Randy, spits on it, and marches off.
I knew you could do it, man!
You won, right?
Car headlights dazzle Randy as Maggie congratulates him.
What the hell?
In front of a dark limo, a tall Amazonian-looking woman in a shiny black outfit moves aside for the bald, sinister-looking Chinese man who took Randy's dad prisoner. He steps slowly up to Randy, who frowns at him.
Mr. Daytona, your bones have been tempered in the fury of Hell's Dragon.
The bald man opens a presentation box, inside which a solid gold ping-pong bat nestles in red satin.
Wow. My master, Mr. Feng, be honored to have you at his tournament.
The bald man and the tall woman nod at Randy and head back to their limo. Randy looks overwhelmed. Maggie pats his shoulder with a smile. The bald man sidles back up to Maggie, a little more sheepishly this time.
Which way is the freeway, eh? Seem to gun turn around.
Oh, yeah,
2 blocks, right at Fatburger, she says.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Mr. Daytona, we'll see you at the tournament.
Randy proudly holds the gold ping pong bat above his head. Wong frowns.
What am I missing?
We got the golden paddle.
In an office in the FBI building.
As you can see, the paddle contains a riddle in Chinese.
最長的一天,兩隻手向天祈禱,飛上三重天. On the longest day, two hands reach towards heaven. We enter the clouds.
Of course. When both hands reach up on what? A clock. That's noon. Longest day, Wednesday, 9 letters. We enter the clouds. It's got to be an airfield.
Yeah, but which airfield? There are a dozen in Orange County alone.
John Wayne Airport, maybe. They got a private hangar there owned by a Japanese corporation. Goes by the name of Haiku Cargo. Check this out. On the longest day. Yeah, it's 575. That's a haiku.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's on the back of the paddle here in English. Noon, Wednesday, John Wayne Airport. Each player can bring a coach, a dog, to take care.
Goose, run them through the hardware they'll need.
Yeah, I have stripped everything down for you. This is your homing device, and this is the transmitter. So you just plant it, flip the switch, and backup's on its way.
Don't screw this up, Rodriguez. Do not signal unless you have proof of what Fang is up to. We don't want theories. We want him caught red-handed with hard evidence so we can put him away for good.
Yes, sir.
So let me guess, fellas. Gonna stick this in the heel of our shoe? Put in a tube of toothpaste, something like that?
I think we'll have to sneak this in the old-fashioned way.
What's the old-fashioned way?
Rodriguez glances at his smartly suited superior and the balding, geeky technician beside him. Rodriguez is holding a plastic torpedo-shaped object in the palm of his hand. Randy's face drops. Later... With Maggie and Wong in front of them, Randy and Rodriguez are walking stiff-legged and with great care around the side of a cream-coloured aircraft hangar marked Haiku Cargo. They reach an open gate in a chicken wire fence.
God, slow down.
We should go alone from here.
Good luck, secret agent man. Take care of Uncle, okay?
Uncle can take care of himself.
He walks into a fence.
Oh, man.
Rodriguez leads him through the gate.
What's this thing for, man? Come on.
Maggie glances shyly at Randy and hugs him tightly.
Oh, okay.
Never hug a man with $1 million worth of hardware up his crack.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Go ahead and kiss her already!
So embarrassed.
Maggie plants a forceful kiss on Randy's lips. Randy shuts his eyes. Their foreheads touch.
Come back, Waylo.
Randy starts to move to the gate, but Maggie has her legs wrapped around his waist.
Whoa.
A little awkwardly, Randy puts her back on her feet. She adjusts her little denim skirt. Randy picks up his bag and nods at her. He limps through the gate. In the hangar, the bald henchman appears in the doorway of a black executive jet marked Fang.
Team Daytona. This way, Jim.
He leads them away from the plane, which Randy points to, looking confused. They head towards a nearby white coach, which others are gathering round.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Where are we going, Tijuana?
The coach, marked Rapid Charter, moves out of the hangar. It drives along a dusty road, which a large spider is crossing. It continues through a Mexican peasant village. The coach stops. Randy, still in some pain, stumbles down the steps of the vehicle and sighs. Captions, somewhere in Central America. The coach party are now in a simple wooden boat which heads down a river through tropical jungle. A fraying rope bridge suspended above them has armed guards positioned upon it. Just poking out over the treetops, a large yellow oriental-style palace. Still walking stiffly, Randy and Rodriguez enter the compound, heading through a courtyard in which 12 table tennis tables are set out with players in orange t-shirts and shorts hitting the balls back and forth with regimented efficiency. Inside, Randy and his group stroll past a Chinese woman in a traditional red dress who bows as they pass. They enter a large, crowded room. Along its sides are enclosed areas where men and women are sitting at tables. In the middle of the room, a large, low podium where acrobats are performing with flaming candelabra. The Amazonian woman, holding a staff, bangs a gong. The bald henchman speaks.
It is with great honor that I present your host. The man who sold the dragon his fire, stole it back, and sold it again to the Crypts. Give it up for Master Feng.
A sedan chair is being carried through a large round doorway by four sumo wrestlers. Nearby, Randy and his companion sit on cushions behind a low table. A gaunt man in his late 50s emerges through the curtain of the sedan chair, wearing full Chinese traditional dress, a red gown and collar, and black hair swept up and braided into a ponytail at the back. His face is not that of a Chinese man.
Man, we were way off George Takei.
Feng strides onto the podium in the center of the room.
Okie dokie, artichokie. First of all, I know getting here was the commute from hell. I have to be a smidge off the beaten track here. Now, ping pong, or as the Chinese say, ping pong.
Sport of emperors and bandits alike. I have assembled today for your entertainment pleasure
the most talented table tennis athletes from around the globe.
Legends, everyone. We have last year's North American champion and holder of the Canadian Cup, Mr. Freddy Fingers Wilson.
An African-American man spins a ping-pong ball on his finger.
Represent.
Four-time Australian champion, Mr. Wedge McDonald.
A butch guy in a green vest crushes a ping-pong ball.
Beauty. From Japan, Mr. Yukito Nagasaki.
The Japanese guy throws up a ping-pong ball and slices it with his sword.
My personal odds-on favorite from the 88 games, possibly the greatest player ever to emerge from the West. He came out of retirement to be here. And it's an honor to have him. He's back and he's bad. The one and only Karl Wolfsteig.
The German glares at Randy.
So, we meet again. Oh, the years have not been kind to you.
I will not be either. We have champions from every continent, so please, everyone, a name tag.
A pretty Chinese woman holds up a plate of name tags to Randy and his team. Save me, she says.
And now, eat, drink, enjoy.
He spots Wong and looks shocked.
My goodness, what a blast from the past.
He puts on some thick round spectacles.
If it isn't my old master... Wong, you old horn dog, house tricks.
Wong faces away from him.
I've waited many years to meet you again face to face.
Rodriguez turns the old guy to face Feng.
Oh, thank you. Tell me, Randy, does he still dress as if he shops at Elton John's garage sale?
So, Randy Daytona, the golden boy who couldn't even bronze. You're Wong's new protege, well.
FYI. Wong always said I was his greatest pupil.
I said you could have been great, but you never finished your training.
As I recall, you kicked me out, but you did teach me
one thing, Master, promptness.
And you were 15 minutes late to the banquet. Soup got cold.
The Amazonian woman takes a pin dart from her bra and sticks it in the end of her staff. She lifts the staff and blows the dart into the bald henchman's neck. He grimaces and falls forwards onto the podium. Let that be a lesson to you, yells Feng.
Don't let it happen again.
Gentlemen, athletes, I bid you toodles.
A Chinese man and woman begin to play their traditional instruments. The dead henchman is dragged by his ankles past Randy's table. As an armed guard patrols the front door of the mansion, the tall woman shows Randy into a lavishly appointed bedroom.
May I invite you to select from one of Mr. Feng's courtesans of pleasure?
Like sex slaves?
He smiles and thinks, then starts to shake his head.
No, I couldn't do that.
He thinks again.
No, I couldn't.
He thinks to himself again.
No. I got this girlfriend back home. She's not my girlfriend, but... yet.
Mr. Feng has gone to great lengths to select the most beautiful courtesans from around the world. They are fully versed in both the sensual and the erotic arts.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be rude.
The woman pulls a rope at the side of the door. Randy tugs on his jacket and checks his breath. Seven men in vests and shorts troop slowly into the room. Randy freezes for a moment, looking confused. One of them nods at him.
What's up?
Randy points at the door, then the guys.
These are dudes.
They are fully prepared to satisfy each and every one of your desires.
Well, my desires are pretty much all satisfied up right now. So I'm good.
You must choose one.
He grins at the men and his face drops.
Look, tell Fang they're all so great.
Fine, I'll pick. Gary.
Yo.
Feeling good?
Oh, yeah.
Hop to it. Rest you. Get out.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Sweet dreams, Mr. Daytona.
She leaves. A tall guy in his 30s in a vest and backwards baseball cap nods at him and clicks his fingers awkwardly. Randy appears lost for words.
I got a huge day tomorrow. Big day. Can you?
No can do. Look, if I don't spend the night in here, it's...
He mimes getting a blow dart in his neck.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. If I had known I'd end up as a sex slave, I never would have gone to that audition in Orlando. Thought I was going to be doing cruise ship shows. Next thing I know, boom, sex slave. Always read the fine print, amigo. Hey, you want a brew? I sure could use one.
Randy looks round and thinks.
Yeah.
Cool.
Gary hands him a beer.
You got it.
Randy plonks himself down on the edge of the bed. As Gary sits down next to him, he shoots up and backs into a bedside chest of drawers, steadying a wobbling lamp. Gary nods. Randy flicks his hair back, feigning coolness.
Oh, so.
Board game? You want to play board game?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Gary opens a cupboard with several board games in it.
Whoa, you got Boggle, huh?
That sounds like a challenge to me.
Yeah, okay.
Gary opens the box on the bed. Randy kneels too.
Sounds like somebody's getting lucky.
The next morning, they open the door to Randy's room with big smiles.
Oh, no, dude. I want a rematch. Best out of seven.
You cannot defeat me. I am the Boggle Master.
Kick some ass out there. Kick some ass, all right?
All right, thanks.
Be careful, okay?
All we did was play Boggle. Hey, how you doing, Master? Good morning.
Quite all. Try these pleasure girls.
My girl, she really knows how to handle a man. Oh, boy.
Rodriguez leaves his room.
What the hell is up with these courtesans of pleasure?
Master had a fantastic time last night.
The FBI guy frowns.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Did you find anything?
Got this place locked down pretty tight, but I'm gonna snoop around today.
Feng, in a purple silk outfit, sits on a raised area at one end of a large hall where the ping-pong tournament is about to begin. A man in a green army uniform is speaking in his ear. Feng takes off his shades, looking confused.
Huh?
He needs to go to best room.
Down the hall. Eighth door. On the left. The switch is on the right.
At the other end of the hall, ponytailed musicians in red masks and tunics beat large drums above them. Randy, in a grey sleeveless t-shirt and black headband, enters the hall. The other competitors file in behind him and stand in a line in front of the drummers. Smiling wryly, Feng puts down a cocktail he's holding and mimes banging the drums. The competitors all bow to him.
Welcome to my tournament of champions. The tournament is single elimination, sudden death. Games begin.
The game is to 11. Must win by 2. The first competitors are Freddy Fingers Wilson.
Wonderful.
This is Freddy Fingers! Ha!
Chinese men and women are seated at tables around the playing area.
And Randy Daytona.
Daytona gets up and looks round self-consciously at his glaring opponent.
Hello, Fang's Mansion!
How was Disneyland?
Randy appears nonplussed. Freddy points at the table, then flexes his pecs one after the other under his vest. Randy looks back at him blankly. Freddy starts to walk a little robotically to the table. Randy does a half-hearted bit of body popping. Freddy's now moving with real robotic flair. Randy's doing the moonwalk. They reach the table. Randy holds out his arms and rolls his head around, releasing tension.
Good luck, man.
Blow it out your ass, bitch.
They both back away from the table. Freddy rushes forwards to smash the serve, but instead delivers a meek effort which Randy can't reach. The tall henchwoman uses her staff to move a bead along an abacus-style counter. Freddy throws the ball up, and it freezes for a moment in mid-air. Then he strikes it, and the tournament begins in earnest. Randy moves near to the net, smashes a winner, and the game continues. Feng watches the game transfixed. Randy serves a ball with huge side spin, which Freddy doesn't reach. Randy exhales with relief. The ball shoots upwards. Randy smashes it down, sending Freddy sprawling. Feng takes a sip of cocktail. In slow motion, as the points tally is neck and neck, both players are dripping with sweat as they continue to take huge swings at the ball. Freddy sends a ball high in the air.
Game point.
Randy returns it and Freddy lobs it high again. Randy smashes it back. Freddy watches the ball sail past his face.
Daytona is the victor.
Rodriguez and Wong are delighted.
Randy!
Give it up! I cannot hear a word! I cannot hear a double ha ha! I can pick up the fans and down! Woo!
Freddy gets a blow dart in the neck and keels over. Randy watches in shock. Feng approaches him.
Randy! Wong always did have an eye for talent. Too bad they're not good for anything else.
Freddy's dragged away.
Killed him.
Well, duh. What part of sudden death didn't you understand?
Randy looks dubious. Feng gives him a playful pinch, grins, and walks away. The name F. Fingers is wiped off a blackboard. Randy rushes into his bedroom. He dumps clothes out of a bedside drawer straight into his holdall. He crosses to the window, which is made of paper with a thin wooden grill across it. He tries to open it without success. He pokes his finger through the paper and spies a guard outside. He takes a few steps back, rushes at it, splits through the paper, but bounces off the iron bars on the exterior of the window and lands in a heap on the floor. He jumps up.
Ow!
He moves over to the door of his room and thinks to himself. He picks up a heavy-looking candlestick and blows out the candle. He stands by the door and holds up the candlestick like a weapon. The door opens. Feng and one of his henchmen stand in front of him. Randy feigns nonchalance.
Sir.
Come, walk with me. Randy, I have a proposition for you. It won't bite. Not anywhere that'll show.
Feng grins at him invitingly. They stroll through the palace gardens.
Guess a guy like you has to have a lot of security around all the time, huh?
They're just for show. Nobody try anything here. Give me the thing. This is the real security. The whole place is wired to blow.
I hate to have to relocate.
The place ain't much, but it's homey.
Feng presses the arms of a Hindu god statue.
Voila!
The stone wall housing the statue slides back, revealing a corridor behind it. Feng's eyes twinkle. Randy looks confused as the crime lord mouths, "I like you," to him. Randy attempts a smile.
After you.
They enter a small room where more Chinese men are assembling and packaging a huge arsenal of weapons.
Guns is my new business. And business is booming. These new polymer guns go on sale Thursday. They go right to a metal detector.
Enough. Shop talk.
Randy tries to cock a handgun and it breaks into two pieces. He tosses it to the floor and follows Feng into another room.
Let me show you my pride and joy.
An ornate ping pong table.
Snazzy. That's my own private table, custom made. You have to wear these vests. The batteries in them store enough electricity to kill 3.8 men. Every time you miss, the voltage doubles. 2-0 feels like it just
stuck a fork in a toaster. Nobody's ever made it past 3-zip. This guy here, 5-time world champ.
He shakes an urn of ashes.
Randy, let me cut through the bull poop. I'd like you to come work for me as my personal assistant slash hanger-on.
Me? Why?
Because I think you'd make a wonderful addition to the triad.
Really, man?
Of course not, no. I want you. Because it would break Wong's heart. Me, his old pupil, luring his protege to the dark side. Such a Kodak moment.
He taps on the window of an animal pen where a panda appears to be sleeping.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to get a panda? These days, really hard. I don't know. Maybe he's dead. Not sure. I'm not really sure what they eat. Hey. Oh, well.
The Amazonian woman enters. Feng looks round at her.
Back to the old grindstone.
Oh, man.
Feng puts a picture frame containing Freddy's bat and photo, among other similar ones, up on the wall. The tournament has resumed. Wolfgang is hunched over a serve. A nervous-looking guy in a purple T-shirt blesses himself on the other side of the table. Nearby, Randy whispers into the FBI man's ear.
You're gonna come to the Vishnu Shrine in the Bamboo Grove. You're gonna go lower hand, low five, lower hand, low five, upper hand, high five, and then you're in. You got it? What?
If the guns are there, I'll set the beacon and my guys will be here before he scores another point. All right, relax.
Just hurry.
Rodriguez rushes off. Wolfgang smashes a return, sending his opponent reeling backwards into the dining tables. Wolfgang farts on his ping-pong bat.
I'll blow you away fart. How do you like that?
Randy's praying.
Randy Daytona versus Yukito Nagasaki.
The Japanese player wears only the thick belt of the sumo wrestler. He wields his bat like a samurai sword, hitting on both sides with a double-handed grip. His name is rubbed from the blackboard. In the grounds, Rodriguez grabs a guard in a headlock and looks pleased with himself. The Australian player is midway through a match with Wolfgang, who smashes a return and throws up his hands. The FBI man presses the arms of the multi-limbed Hindu statuette, revealing the hidden door. At the table, Randy is taking on Siamese twins joined down the middle. They've got a bat in both hands. More beads are moved across the scoring abacus. Rodriguez moves into the weapons room and places a primed transmitter in a case of polymer guns. Wolfgang's locked in a rally with a young guy in a blue T-shirt.
This fight is for you, Daytona!
Wolfgang's winning return ends up in the mouth of his opponent, who spits it out.
Set and match.
Rodriguez strolls back into the hall. Wolfgang does a couple of high knee steps and raises his arms. Rodriguez looks round at some empty cushions nearby.
Coming up after the break, the final round. Randy Daytona versus Karl Wolfstag.
Head bowed, Randy walks into Karl, who eyeballs him.
You are so close to defeat that it already reeks of your cheap cologne.
The joke's on you, pretty boy. It's not cologne. It's Lady Speed Stick.
Thank you, Master.
Back in the large reception room, a Chinese lion dance is being performed on the podium. Rodriguez joins Randy at one of the low tables.
Listen to me. You said that you were going to get me out of here, right?
They were supposed to be here by now. But don't worry, Randy. I got a plan B.
You got a plan B?
Trust me. Meet me in the John in 2 minutes.
Rodriguez enters the high-class restroom and is met by a young Chinese attendant carrying a submachine gun.
Welcome to Feng's bathroom.
Hey.
May I interest you in an Altoid or some Axe body spray?
Hey, these shoes look like they need a shine.
Rodriguez kicks the bending man in the face, knocking him over. In the reception room, Randy backs into Wolfgang, who again glares at him.
Hi. Hi. Daytona, I have said some cruel things about you. To my friends here at the tournament, I tell them that the reason that you hate me so much is because I had sex with your mother.
My mother died when I was 2. I hardly knew her.
Yeah, I know. It's a horrible thing to say. And yet these things that I say over and over again.
He shakes his head slightly.
I do not mean them. Because in truth, you are the greatest player I have ever seen. other than myself. Practicing in front of a mirror. Which I do. Every day. In the nude.
Randy nods.
I'm sorry for you that your papa is not here to see you. I think he would be very proud of you.
Yeah.
So proud of you that he would probably bet some money on you again.
I could use the cash. Ha ha. Tell your dead parents I said what's up.
He moves away. Randy wearily rubs his cheek and sighs. He picks up his father's army ID tags off the floor, wipes the spit off them onto the carpet, and thinks to himself. He approaches Wong, who's standing in the room's round doorway with a wise expression.
I'm staying. When they lose, I gotta play them. Can't keep running away from that German fruit salad.
Now I am proud. It is better to die like a tiger than to live like a pussy.
I'm gonna go tell Rodriguez.
He heads into the men's room.
Hurry.
He knocks on the wall near the entrance.
Maria, open!
Rodriguez runs at him and stuffs a toilet roll in his mouth. He half pulls him into a toilet cubicle and thrusts the door against Randy's right arm.
Hey, how was I supposed to know you were going to change your mind?
Silence! What's done, done. Let's hope it works.
I hate you guys.
Mr. Fang, there's been an accident.
Oh, no. Oh,
what?
Feng jams Randy's arm back, sending him reeling onto the floor.
Ow, my... Does that hurt?
Yes!
Oh, dear.
Randy. He helps him up.
I have no choice. I have to disqualify you. I suppose Kong is our champion.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! This is far from over, Dakota!
You suck. Hey. Hey, come on. That stings. Who said that?
Oh, poop. Randy, I was serious about my offer, okay? And email me when you make up your mind. I'm pradafan1@gmail.com. Pradafan's all one word. I can't tell you how disappointed I am.
Shaka Ginghao!
Randy and his companions are pushed through a paper screen. Several armed henchmen pick them up off the floor. Feng approaches them.
I'm afraid your reputation has preceded you, Agent Rodriguez. Still waiting for your backup.
Holding the homing device, he rips off Rodriguez's name badge.
Bad guys have homing beacons, too. Competition will continue as scheduled. Hope you're a good southpaw.
The tall woman laughs, then stares at them coldly. In the playing arena, Wolfgang and Randy are standing at the ping-pong table. Wolfgang does some stretching exercises as Feng watches with an expectant smile.
Three-point game. Death.
Randy's right arm's in a sling. He's holding the bat in his left hand. As he watches the German, he has flashbacks of Wolfgang in his Olympic outfit. He blinks and looks again. The Olympic Wolfie rips off his jogging bottoms and wipes his pits and face. He sees a reporter holding up a cue card saying, "I'm going to Disneyland." He drops his bat as if dazzled by the visions and puts his hand up. He crouches down to his bat, but as he's picking it up, Wolfgang leaps on it. Its handle snaps off.
Oops. Clumsy, clumsy hippos. You should be more careful with your racket. It's not like I get these shoes for free.
Oh, wait. Yes, I do. I do get them for free.
Time out. Master, look. It's your brother's paddle. It's my winning paddle. I mean, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do now.
Righto! Have I taught you nothing?
He wipes the bat on his bum.
Game not in paddle. Game in you. Change what is past. You must play for this man.
Rodriguez moves Wong's pointing finger.
Here, use this paddle. It belongs to the greatest player I have ever known.
He pulls a ping-pong bat from his hold-all and carefully passes it to Randy, who turns it round. The red side of the bat has Def Leppard rules drawn on it. Randy nods with determination. Wong nods back at him. Randy exhales and turns, then stops and thinks for a moment. He pulls a small silver stereo cassette player out of the bag and, laying it down on the carpet, he presses a button on it. He snaps a glare at Wolfgang, who looks confused. Feng doesn't seem to know what's going on either. Randy starts to mouth the words. He plays air guitar on his ping-pong bat. Rodriguez and Wong start to nod their heads at the music. Randy moves with an arrogant pop star strut, continuing the air guitar. As Wolfgang throws up his hands, Randy's on his back on the steps to Feng's podium, strumming his ping-pong paddle. He gets up, and standing on the steps, he gives an impromptu air guitar concert, mouthing the words to the song. With his hands on his hips, Wolfgang looks unimpressed. Rodriguez is grooving to the beat. Wong is raising his shoulders in time to the music. Her eyes closed, the Amazonian woman's enjoying it too. With a confident smile, Randy takes his gum slowly out of his mouth and sticks it under the table. Two Chinese military types mouth the lyrics, followed by the tall woman. Randy takes a ping-pong ball, and with a cheeky grin, he prepares to serve. Feng points a gun at the stereo, which catches a light.
There will be a slight change in today's program for the final match. The part of Kong, Wolfstag, will be played by...
Two large doors open, and Maggie appears in a little red dress, her wrists bound, escorted by two henchmen.
Maggie!
Maggie! No,
you get to play her. To the death. I thought this would be much more interesting, no?
What? This is an outrage!
Please.
This is an outrage! I demand retribution! I did not come over the...
He gets a blow dart in the neck.
Oh, great. Blow dart, yeah? Super.
With a glazed expression, he keels over. Feng's henchwoman wipes her lips. Maggie is led further into the hall.
Master, you gotta help me out. You gotta give me some advice, anything, please.
Sorry, Quailo, I'm out. Game not in paddle, game in you is usually my big finish.
The bindings on Maggie's wrists are cut. She's given a bat, and she moves with an air of vulnerability to the opposite side of the table to Randy.
Missed you.
I miss you too.
Hey, let's talky-talky. More ping-pong.
Randy glumly takes a ball.
3-point game to the death.
Randy serves. Maggie leaves it on purpose.
Maggie, come on.
I'm not gonna play you, Randy. It would be an honor for me to give you my life.
1-0. Randy Daytona.
A Chinese woman offers him another ball, which he flips up in the air and catches. With a weary sigh, he prepares to serve again.
I don't know why you couldn't just say that you love me.
Not
fair, that wasn't fair. Randy, I'm trying to sacrifice my life for our love. Stop being such a dick.
Randy shrugs at her.
I'm not gonna let you lose, Maggie. Here we go.
He serves, and the ball strikes her body, bounces back to him, and he continues the rally.
Not very honorable.
She does a series of backflips. Randy continues to rebound the ball off her. It bounces off her face.
I love you, Maggie.
The henchwoman rolls her eyes, lifts her staff, and blows a dart into Randy's bat, knocking it out of his hand.
Boring. Kill them. Kill them both.
We're missing Antiques Roadshow.
The Amazonian loads another dart in her staff and blows it out.
Oh.
Maggie flings her bat, and the dart goes halfway through it. Randy throws the paddle at the henchwoman, lodging the dart in her head.
Oh, crap.
She keels over. Rodriguez grabs a guard submachine gun.
Oh, I got you covered! Come on! Okay! Go, go, go!
Maggie and Randy rush out of the hall as the bullets fly.
Ahmed! Are you insane? These are not replicas. Well, some of them are, but they're limited edition replicas.
Backup's right outside. They just signaled. And sneak in two of these for nothing.
He tosses a homing device at Randy, who lets it drop to the floor. A helicopter rises over Feng's palace. On the roof, Feng's henchmen fire at the chopper, which lands in the courtyard. Armed FBI men in full combat gear disembark. A paper window is blown out. Randy, Maggie, and the others rush into the dining room.
Oh, my God. What? Wait a minute. I forgot something, guys.
But...
Come here, baby.
He takes her in his arms and kisses her.
Wish me luck.
Fuck.
Get to the dock!
He took my Uzi.
Randy heads round a corner and along a corridor, holding his elbow up to his mouth to guard against the smoke. The male escorts are screaming at him from behind iron bars.
Get away from the door!
His gunfire splits open the door's padlock.
Sweet.
He enters the cell.
Well, that was awesome of me.
Dude, I totally knew you'd rescue me!
Okay, all right. As a friend, I'm rescuing you.
Oh, right, yeah, right.
Follow me!
Yeah!
This is where.
Up the stairs!
Ah, crap!
Feng and his men are blocking his way, and there's a laser-targeting beam on his T-shirt.
So what are you gonna do? You gonna murder me like you murdered my father?
You people sound like a broken record.
You killed my son, son. You murdered once his face. I demand blah, blah, blah. Get over it.
Wait. Don't. Feng. Listen, you kill me now. We're never gonna know who Wong's best pupil is.
Feng nods.
For the record, I think we all assume that it is Randy.
You win, Wong. Let's settle this once and for all.
This rescue sucks, dude.
Oh, no.
Huh?
No, not you. You're doing great.
The FBI are bashing a wooden door.
Yes!
Feng gives a detonation device to one of his henchmen.
You take the self-destruct doohickey and just show it to the FBI. Explain. The house is rigged to blow. It'll buy us time. Ready, Guaylo?
Feng flicks a switch on the edge of the wired table. He and Feng are wearing shiny electric shock vests and robot-style gloves on their playing hands. Rodriguez, Wong, and the male escort stand in a group at the side of the room, watching intently as the rally begins.
Any last words?
Randy flicks the ball behind him, tripping up the henchman who drops the explosives detonator.
Self-destruct sequence activated.
The explosives rigged up on the wall start to flash off and on. Feng's minions flee from the room. A blue light crackles over Randy's armored vest.
It's your point, Feng.
I know. My servant, eh?
What the hell are you doing? It's over, Feng.
Ping-pong table doesn't know that. If we stop playing, it'll kill us both.
Wait, you can't turn it off? God, it's so stupid!
Randy!
Get to the boat!
While the others rush from the room, Gary lingers.
I'm gonna save the panda!
He runs off. Randy continues the rally. Gary comes back.
Dead.
All right, FBI, you are all under arrest. FBI!
The Chinese woman says, "Get your head out of your ass, Whitey. The whole place is gonna blow." The FBI guy looks up.
Oh, shit.
In a table tennis room, Feng hits the ball against the wall on purpose.
That's my point, Feng.
Feng nods, but it's Randy who grimaces as the electricity surges through his vest.
But you missed the table.
I changed the rules a little. I should have told you. The way I play, you could hit it off anything you want. One bounce, it counts. My bad.
So bad.
The game continues, but Feng hits the ball against the floor. It bounces up, and Randy strikes it back against the floor. Carrying on this strange rally, Feng takes another bat off the wall, forcing Randy back through a paper door and into the arms room. Feng's henchmen rush around the grounds as the crime lord and Randy move through bamboo canes outside, still in the same rally. Nearby, the progress of Maggie's group is stopped by a long-haired, mean-looking bad guy who stands in their way.
Guys!
The guy rips off his shirt and tie.
This guy looks really tough.
Rodriguez turns to Maggie.
You take him.
She looks unimpressed. Rodriguez moves Wong to behind a bamboo cane. Maggie takes up position. The bare-chested guy makes threatening karate gestures. The male escorts look on nervously. Maggie roundhouse kicks her opponent in the face, then a kick to the ribs. She jumps up on his shoulders and repeatedly punches him in the face. The male escorts cower nearby. She then lifts herself up on her arms so she's balancing on his head. She kicks him in the shoulders and somersaults to the ground. She blows her hands and resumes her fighting stance. The long-haired guy stares at her for a moment, then keels over.
2 minutes to detonation.
The ping-pong continues along the rope bridge.
You should have taken my offer. I could have given you anything. Anything in the world.
I want my father back.
That's a rock.
Feng strikes the ball onto the edge of one of the wooden slats of the bridge, and it falls through a gap into the river below. Randy crashes through the bridge, but hangs on by one arm dangling above the water. His bat is wedged between two of the bridge's slats. Another electric shock surges through him.
Come on, get up.
Come on, fast. Heads down.
Get to your own boat, Pedro. I call this.
A mobster's on the jetty.
Guys!
Me and
bunny and the Chinese broad taking off.
You see this pen? This pen contains enough cyanide to kill everyone within a 100-yard radius. But you think I'd come in here without a backup plan? I'm FBI, pendejo! Now, here's how it's gonna go down.
He kicks the walkway from under the mobster, sending him into the water. He carries his Chinese mole to the boat.
Hola. Like chorizo? Yeah. You gotta get out of here. He's gonna be really mad.
The boat heads towards the bridge.
Randy! Remember what I told you, Philo? Fang only finished one half of his training!
A determined look appears on Randy's face. With great effort, Randy pulls himself back up onto the bridge. Feng waits as Randy gets to his feet. He produces a ping-pong ball and glares at the crime lord.
I believe it's my surf, Feng.
Ooh. Big deal. I never finished the training.
What's that mean? I have no honor or something.
It means you have no backhand.
Feng looks horrified as Randy strikes the ball in slow motion. Feng stretches over the bridge with his backhand, but the ball eludes him and drops into the water.
Oh, shit.
Feng's vest crackles with an electric surge, shaking the master criminal and flipping him over into the water. Randy watches as there are a number of explosions across Feng's vest. Randy's robot-gloved hand releases itself and he removes his bat. Randy tosses his vest over into the water.
Jump!
He leaps down into his companion's boat.
3, 2, 1.
The Sphinx Palace is destroyed by huge blasts. Randy, Maggie, and the group make their getaway on the riverboat under a hail of gunfire. Randy's about to kiss Maggie, but is accosted by the escorts.
Seriously! Stop it!
He leans into Maggie, and they share a strong and lingering kiss. Captions, 2 months later. Randy, Maggie, Wong, and Rodriguez are standing outside the rebuilt restaurant. Wong cuts a red tape across it. As the others applaud, Wong gestures everyone to come inside. Then, in the upstairs room, Rodriguez, in a black T-shirt and shorts, is about to serve to Maggie with a wooden spoon.
You ready, Pussycat? Say hello to my little friend!
He swings at the ball, misses it, and grimaces.
Are you okay?
Let's go, Pussycat. One more time. You got me. Okay.
Yeah.
She tosses up a ball and serves with her wooden spoon. Rodriguez misses it again. He fails to return another.
I heard that. Okay, no more games.
Wong bows in front of an upside-down photo of Randy's dad.
Let me help you with that, master. Here you go. Hey, I wanted to thank you for everything that you've done for me, so...
He pulls a little box from his jacket pocket.
I got you a little something.
Oh, 不要客气. It's really not necessary. But Master will accept. What is it? Let me guess. It's something small.
No,
a cufflinks.
It's a ring. I love jewelry. I can't guess. What is it? It's a new Lucky Cricket.
Oh.
Randy retrieves the box and opens it with a frown.
Was.
I shall carry it with me always.
Yeah. Don't bother. He's pretty much dead.
Oh, no. I will carry the box. It will bring my spare change. Great honor.
Okay, you do that. You do that.
Hey, Guido!
I just want to say.
Randy looks worried as Eddie glares at him.
No hard feelings, huh? Good luck on the new school. Bye-lo.
Thanks, man.
He looks more worried as the pigtailed girl, the dragon, approaches. She smiles at him, holding a little pot plant.
Dragon Sing, may Wong School of Table Tennis last 1,000 years. Or at least until the lease is up in August.
She offers the plant.
Oh, thanks. It's nice. Thank you very much. You know, I think we all learned a valuable lesson.
She kicks him in the nuts and starts to rush off.
这个还没有完呢, 白胖子。
Dragon say, this is not over yet, Whitey.
Randy slumped face forward on the floor.
Walk it off, Randy. A true ping pong player must always be aware of his surroundings.
He falls down the open lift shaft. Randy and the others rush over.
Oh! Master, are you all right? Maybe we should keep this closed. There's a gate here. There's a blind man walking around.
The end.
I'm not leaving without you, Yang Yang. The panda's too thick.
Pour some sugar on me. Come on, find me. Pour your sugar on me. Just get it now. Pour some sugar on me. Ooh, in the name of love. Pour some sugar on me. In the name of love.
Fang, not Fang.
Fang?
Bang.
I'm calling you Fang this whole time.
F-E.
Fang.
G.
All right. Please.
Comedy, drama, action, and adventure. It's all coming up on Sky Movies in December, with premieres like Transformers, Daddy Daycare, and Beowulf on Sky Movies Premiere and Premiere HD. You can find out more about what's coming up and when online at skymovies.com. And if you just can't wait for more great movies, check out Sky Player at sky.com/skyplayer.